Blog Talk Radio.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, "Little, let live." But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you live and let die.
I think we've seen again this week, I don't think any male politician should be making health care decisions for women.
All right, I promise we didn't do that on purpose. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've been talking about James Bond here on the show. You know I like Bond. We've done lots of shows in the past when a new Bond movie comes out. Once we get past our reality of what's going to happen in the elections, then we need some fantasy, I think. And this movie, the new movie, Skyfall, will be released in 2 weeks. By then, we hope, we'll know who the president is. Is it going to be 4 more years of Obama or 4 new years of Mitt Romney? Let me tell you, early voting is starting to pick up, nowhere near the record amounts that we saw in 2008, but it's early in the game. So almost 7% of the registered voters are voting early. And that means 6.1 million, give or take, but we got the whole weekend to get through and next week. I think a lot of people will vote early and will hit that 40% number. So that would actually end up being bigger than what we saw in 2008. People just getting it done, getting out there, going, voting, voting, voting. If you listen to even a snippet of America Tonight, and I welcome all of you to ATN, if you've never been here before, and you've listened to the opinions, then you know that there are a lot of people that are very upset with what's happened in the country, with the burgeoning government, with the deficits, with the dollar just keep getting devalued day after day after day. We're just a slave to that. And a myriad of other things that have people wondering and questioning what is going on. You know, it's easy. You can't just point the finger at government, but you can look to things that should not have happened, that are happening, that need to be cut, that need to stop. In other words, I think that Washington has to cut the crap.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were etch-a-sketchy.
Yeah, I think there is some etch-a-sketchy going on in Washington and even beyond those borders where there's layups. I call them layups, but it's not layups. It's where you have over coverage in positions. So we could trim budgets that way with auditing half of our agencies. But you know that's not going to happen because there's a lot of CYA going on right now in D.C. And it's not just about a president. It's not about electing just Romney or Obama again. The legislative branch is huge. There are big, hot races in the Senate. And locally, I'm sure many of you are concerned about some things that are happening in your own area. POT initiatives are on the board across Colorado and California and other places. And there are a slew of bond things. And depending on your neighborhood, who knows what you're actually voting on. Probably a lot of different things. So it's not just, boom, I'm doing the presidential thing. It's all the other things in between that make up your area and are so important to pay attention to who it is that you're electing, right? So early voting is up, and the polls show that Obama is also down, and Romney is up, actually hitting the 50% mark in a couple of key polls for what it's worth, and that has rejuvenated, I think, Republicans who feel like they got a bump from the first debate and then didn't see too much from the second and third, but held on to a little bit of the gains from the first one out of the chute where Obama was just absolutely terrible. Now it's a push to press the flesh, getting out there, touching people, seeing people, making a couple of speeches, and that's what the president is doing. He went on a whirlwind 48-hour tour, and Mitt Romney is doing the same thing. So you heard one of the themes that Obama was talking about earlier in the day was women's health care. That's come up because of some of the, well, because of what's now happened with women and Romney comments about when he was governor looking for qualified women and then he got binders full of them. And so that was kind of a twist. They twisted that comment a little bit. And then some other things that have happened. So Romney has, if you listen to the AP poll, has erased Obama's advantage among women. In fact, if you look at it, Romney has 47% of the vote, Obama 45. So we're way under 2 weeks from Election Day, and he's erased 16 points of an advantage among women. That's huge. So what is it that has changed things? Is it that people are seeing Romney and feel like they have more confidence in the in how he would handle the economy and understanding what their problems are? Or, you know, what is it that we've seen this flip in the numbers? And for Obama to be reelected and for Romney to be elected, the magic number is really 270 electoral votes. So popularity counts. The battleground states are huge. They're in play, no doubt. And they are favoring Obama at this point. It doesn't mean that can't change. But right now, for early voting anyway, that's who keeps coming, or that's who it favors, in other words. We don't know the exact numbers, but that's who it favors. So with the time getting closer and closer and closer, Romney's taking a much different tack than Obama, where he's talking about females and talking about, obviously, Obamacare and pre-existing conditions and all that sort of stuff, mammograms, affording mammograms, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. If Romney were to come in, he could stack the deck that way is what he's referring to. But Romney is playing down the whole social thing, and he's just trying to be sort of more moderate, it seems to me, on stuff like abortion, because he's working on the female vote, and now he's pulled even. So this is obviously what people want to hear when they hear him speak. He distanced himself from the crazy remark by Republican Richard Murdoch, where the Democrats were quick to seize it, and it was the gift that kept on giving to them, and they're using this as a focus for the latest campaign themes. And one of the things that was thrown out there, a spokesperson for Obama's campaign said, you know, here's a big reminder that a Republican Congress working with a Republican president would feel that women should not be able to make choices about their own health care. And this is the message that's being imprinted across the land, the places where Romney or Obama, where they're stopping. However, women have the ability to focus on the economy, and I think that's where he's starting to make some inroads. It is like a Jeopardy question, is it? Stay with us, more on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love.
He did one more after this in 1983, Never Say Never Again. But Diamonds Are Forever was really it for him. And the audiences went to see it in droves. It was pretty good. Did good, better in the U.S., I guess, than some of his other James Bond movies. But this was a big one. Diamonds Are Forever. I'm a terrible singer. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you across this great nation, coast to coast. I know you're buzzing about the election and what's going to happen with Mitt Romney's message versus Obama's message. I'll tell you what, he's got the Romneysia line down pat. Whoever came up with that, he is using that everywhere he goes. He's bringing up the women's issues. These are the big things. And the economy, the economy, the economy. And when he's in the Midwest, he's touting the jobs saved by the auto bailout. Romney's talking about the offshore companies, the corporate tax, taxes for middle America. He's zeroing in on fat government, bloat with the deficit out of control, and how do we cut it and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, we started with the Diamonds Are Forever because We had Bob Sullivan on the show, and you can catch that if you go to GCN and you listen to a replay of America Tonight. But Life, he is an editor for Life. They did 50 years of James Bond, and it is a really incredible coffee table book just because it has everything Bond in it really laid out. It just brings back a lot of memories for me since I watched Bond my whole life. And, you know, one of the things, besides Bond himself, it's who he's fighting, the bad guys. And I think some of the best bad guys of all time, Dr. No would be one, Odd Job another. Remember, he had the crazy hat, and the hat cut off the head of the statue. That was pretty cool. Knick Knack was another good one, and that was played by the guy that was on Fantasy Island, if you remember him, and he was in The Man with the Golden Gun. A lot of people point to Jaws, and Jaws did two movies, The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. Doing a great job on the technicals, Charles Sadler, or as I fondly call him, Charles in Charge. You and I both like Bond. You like Daniel Craig, and you like a few of the older movies. But who's your favorite bad guy?
Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws is tough to beat.
He was in two movies, man. That's how epic he was.
Yeah, and they usually aren't in two movies.
No.
You know, Dr. No popped up twice, I want to say. But usually you don't. You're one and done. That's it. And he was good because of the teeth. The teeth were crazy. Remember the shark swimming around? And yeah. And I'm sure this next one will be epic too. Skyfall is
always,
the next one.
They like always did manage to make like a weird looking villain in every film.
They did. And have some strange twist to the villain too as well. And you know what people remember? And I won't talk about this too much, but how can you mention Bond without mentioning the stuff? The Aston Martin car that Bond had. He had a Bentley. There were some BMWs. There was the Lotus Esprit submarine car. The laser watch. Oh, absolutely. There were so many cool things that Bond would come out with, and when he was in a situation where he was stuck, there was something that would help him. Usually there was something that would help get him out of the situation, and that was one of the cool things about the Bond movies. And a lot of people like the Bond women too. Domino was great. I liked Domino, and I liked Mayday. Mayday was Grace Jones in A View to a Kill. So there are plenty of interesting choices for Bond people, bad girls.
Miss Galore.
Yeah. That's the one people always, always remember. All right, without further ado, a lot of you have sent me a ton of emails, so let's head to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
All right. Yes, indeed. That is excellent. So I got this mail from Dr. C. He says, "Hey, Katie D., I've been hearing you talk about this election, and it is enough to give us a heart attack, isn't it? I think that people are stressing out over the future and over the crazy exaggerations that we hear on both sides of this thing. If I had a choice, I would go for the third-party candidate. The problem is none of them have enough steam to win this, and we all know it. I really liked Ron Paul, but Ron Paul didn't have much of a chance either. Too bad. What a great guy, because he was a renegade." I know. I like Ron Paul, too. Listen, he doesn't get the credit he deserves when people were giving him, you know, talking him like he was some kook because he talked about the Federal Reserve and the need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And he's so right. Ben Bernanke and some of the crazy things that have happened with Bernanke, the quantitative easing and just, you know, the ultimate power.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
I'm sure Biden thinks that. I think Ron Paul was right on so many fronts. I can point to probably 15 things that he says that I agree with. There are some I don't, but there are plenty of things that Ron Paul talked about that I thought was great. And he wasn't afraid to, you know, that's the thing, he wouldn't play the game. He wasn't afraid to be his own guy. And let's hope there's more of those people coming up that we'll get in the House and the Senate, and that'll give us better choices. How's that? All right, this one from Paul, it looks like Gauguin, Paul Gigan. That's an interesting last name. Paul Gigan, that's kind of cool, actually. The Gigster, that's great for nicknames. So Paul says, hello, America, tonight. I've been keeping track of Nail the Score. Congratulations to Dave from Vermont. But it's tough to nail that score, and you said it. I thought it would be so easy, and when I send in my guesses, I'm always thinking, this is going to be the week that I will nail the score. And alas, another week passes, and I've come close occasionally, but I have not nailed the score. Well, we make it hard on purpose. We don't do anything to make it hard. It just is hard, because nobody knows the outcome of the game, or they would be handing out predictions for lots of money to lots of different people. We're taking a stab at it. That's why it's cool, because you don't have to know anything about football. You're picking a side of the game of the week and then telling us what you think the final score is going to be. Boom. It's just like that. Okay, this one is from Al, Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, have you noticed that Romney is making gains? I have to agree with some of the polls. I can't believe they're all bloody wrong. That doesn't make any sense to me. I just saw something about Virginia, and in Virginia, where they believe that is really the battleground state, too, that no one's talking about, Romney is ahead 47 to 45, so gaining a couple of points. How about that? Because at one point, the Romney people weren't even talking about Virginia, and Obama was ahead by 7 points in that state. Coming up next, speaking of money and worried about the future and, ooh, what's going to happen in these elections, Mike Bonaccorsi joins us, and he's all about retirement ready no matter what age you are, that it's easy to bury your head in the sand, but unbury it with Bonaccorsi. He's got some awesome advice. That's coming up on the flip side.
What it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need need for an airbrush or other spray equipment, just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, every month we talk to Mike Bonacorsi. He's a certified financial planner. He's an author and a public speaker, and his book is just terrific. It really is. It's an easy read. It's a good read, and it will do what it promises. Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. It still shocks me how many people don't have a roadmap. Mike, you are on the road yourself, and you mentioned, I think this would be interesting just quickly for the listeners, tell everyone where you are right now in Maine.
Yeah, I'm at the York Harbor Inn in York, Maine, in southern Maine, just above the New Hampshire border. I'm probably 150 yards from the ocean. It's a beautiful spot. There's a great walkway across the street that I like to go on when I have this meeting up here. It's always a nice break throughout the day.
There you go. Yeah, that's nice when you can go and look at the ocean. Absolutely. I thought we'd talk about a couple of different things during this segment, but the one that we always get questions about, and I've asked you about this a long time ago, we haven't touched on this in a while, though, is the IRA questions. I had this when I had a 401k, and when I left CBS, I had to figure out what did I want, a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. So how is the Roth different from the traditional?
Well, you know, there are some major differences. You know, for most people, for a lot of people out there, the IRA is still the workhorse of their retirement. It's a great spot. But we've got two IRAs now, and we have had since around 19, the Roth IRA came into existence. The traditional IRA is typically funded with after-tax dollars, gross tax deferred, and you pay taxes on them when you take the money out. Now, almost anybody can contribute to a traditional IRA. Whether or not you get a tax deduction for your contribution depends on participation in a retirement plan or income limit. The Roth IRA is almost the opposite. With a Roth IRA, you can get you get tax-free growth, but it's funded with after-tax dollars. You do not get a tax deduction. And not everybody qualifies for a Roth IRA. Both IRAs require that you have earned income, W-2 income, at least up to the amount that you're contributing to your plan. Both plans allow you to put $5,000 in. If you're over 50 years old, you can put an extra $1,000 in. You have that catch-up contribution. A Roth IRA, however, has income restrictions. If you're single and your income is between less than $115,000, you can contribute the full amount to a Roth IRA. It phases out up to $125,000, which means that for every $2,000 of earnings over above 115, you lose $1,000 of contribution to the Roth. So by the time you hit $125,000, you can't put any more money into it. Now, Mary. A little bit different. Married couples phase out between $173,000 and $183,000. So if you're married filing jointly, your phase out begins a lot higher at $173,000, but it phases out by the time you reach $183,000. So there are limitations on your income earnings that you can put into a Roth IRA.
And then, of course, the thing is about, and we have talked about this, but this is the question where people get confused, too, is what are you, the taxing? You know, once you're taking it, the whole taking it out and what you're taxed on and all of that.
Yeah, and that's, and once again, here's another spot where it gets a little crazy. Most people automatically assume that withdrawals, all withdrawals from a Roth IRA are tax-free. They aren't. There are some rules you have to follow. Tax-free withdrawals happen if you're over 59 and a half and you've held the IRA for at least 5 years. You can withdraw the growth tax-free. Your principal, the money that you put in because it's after-tax money, is always a free withdrawal at any time. So you could be 40 years old and take your principal, your investment, out of your Roth IRA tax-free. But if you start to get to a point where you're taking growth out, you can take taxes and you can pay a 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half and you haven't held the IRA for 5 years. The other thing is that even if you're over 59 and a half, you still could be taxed on your withdrawals if you haven't held the Roth for 5 years. So that five-year rule is very, very important. And that gets forgotten a lot of times.
Yeah, so remember the five-year rule. And then the other thing is, how do you actually do a Roth IRA? How do you establish one?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of ways that a Roth IRA is established. Number one, you can go to your bank, to a brokerage house, a mutual fund company, and open up a Roth IRA and make an initial contribution to it. The second way is you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. Now, in order to do that, that means what you're doing is you're going to take your traditional IRA. Remember, this is money that has already been, you've already got a tax deduction for it, so it hasn't been taxed. You're going to pay taxes on the money in that traditional IRA. And then that money is now after-tax money. You can convert it and roll it into a Roth IRA.
All right, very good, because, again, so much confusion there. Another thing that I noticed, what I like about your book and going through it, and I said you'd be surprised, you're not surprised, but I'm surprised at how many people aren't getting ready for retirement. I think they just don't want to think about it. And you have one of the pages that you have in there is a worksheet where you talk about how will you define your retirement. Mike, how many people have you worked with where you say that question to them and you just get a blank stare back?
You know, say one of the quite often people will ask me, "Am I ready to retire?" And they'll bring in all their statements and their accounts and everything else, and because they think of retirement as only being a financial process, and I try to tell them it's not a financial process. You know, just because you've accumulated a certain amount of money doesn't really mean you're ready to retire. If you don't know what you're going to do in retirement, remember in retirement, you're drawing off two basic accounts, and I tell this to people all the time, and both of those accounts are eventually going to go to zero at some point. Number one is your financial account. Eventually, savings, if not by you, by the next generation, will probably be used up and depleted. But the other account you're drawing off of is your time account, your life account, right?
Yeah.
And we know that that's going to get depleted. So are you ready to retire? You know, if you don't have a clue as to what you want to do with this money that you've accumulated, with this life you have ahead of you, I say no, you aren't ready to retire.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to ask yourself. And you say also, too, and this is a brilliant question. It's so easy, but it's a question that I think people don't ask themselves. And it plays off of what you just said. Why have you chosen to retire at this time? And the answers you get back, I was talking to a lady today that was saying, oh, my husband's thinking about retiring. We're meeting with our financial planner. And she said, but I said, why is he retiring? Well, he thinks it's time, but that was the only answer he had.
Yeah, a lot of people really haven't given thought. They really haven't given thought to why they want to retire, what they're going to do with their time. And, you know, time is a limited commodity. Eventually, it'll be an account that you deplete, so why not make the best of it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I agree. And the good thing that you do, too, and I guarantee this is things people don't think about if they're not getting themselves ready for when they really have the good reason, really know that they're ready to retire, is all of, and we've talked about this before, all the basic life expenses monthly and annually. I mean, everything from water and sewer, electricity, you have a worksheet on that, too, insurance, medications, because the medications can really fluctuate, can't they?
Absolutely. Healthcare expenses are going to be the biggest stumbling block, I think, for a lot of people out there. You know, it's easy to forget how much money you spend when you get a regular paycheck every week. I mean, let's face it, most of us live to the extent of our paycheck.
Right.
We live as far as our paycheck will allow us to live, correct?
Right.
When you retire and you start, you know, having less income, that regular paycheck, you know, it is 10, 15, 20% less. You have a limited amount of money to draw off of. You really have to think about how that money is going to be spent and where you're going to put that, you know, how you're going to buy what you need. So it's important that you really do have a handle on your spending and you take your expenses. And I like to tell people to divide them into two piles. The first pile should be the necessary living expenses. Those are the expenses that you need. If you don't pay them, you're either going to go to jail or you're going to die, right? I mean, this is where you pay for your shelter. This is how you feed yourself. You get your medication. You have to pay your taxes on your house, whatever it is, those necessary living expenses. Then the other pile, those are lifestyle expenses. There's a certain amount of discretion in those expenses. You don't need those to live. You don't need to get your hair done every 6 weeks to live. You don't need to go to dinner three times a week to live. It's nice, but you don't need those. And you've really got to realize that those necessary living expenses are the priority, and that's where your money's got to be dedicated to first. And then the lifestyle expenses come after.
Yeah. Excellent stuff, as always. Mike Bonacorsi, someone's going to get his book tonight. Aren't you lucky? Otherwise, go to Amazon.com and you can pick it up, Retirement Readiness. Terrific stuff, as always, Mike. We'll talk to you again.
Take care, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Demand. Ready? It's all about the numbers, folks. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. I'm talking about Sandy. You know Sandy. The hurricane that has barreled through Haiti and Cuba and has killed 21 people so far in the Caribbean. Now it's hitting the Bahamas, and it might batter down on the East Coast. What they're saying in the East is that they're bracing for what could be, it's always about the money, isn't it, a $1 billion kick in the head, because you got 100-mile-an-hour winds that are headed to a very populated area between the Carolina coast and Cape Cod. Ooh, so going to be nasty. If this really bears out the way it's looking to be in New York, you got, they're already warning 9 million customers in Westchester County, which is a heavily populated area, that look out, because you could end up losing power. And that's not the only place. They're saying the same thing in New Jersey, and they're saying the same thing up and down the East Coast. Look out, because, oh, hear it? Hear that rain? There it is. And that's what they're going to hear probably starting on Sunday. The down power lines and that kind of stuff is going to be the worst, I think, of this whole thing. So it'll be about emergency services and, you know, whatnot. Wow. All right, I'm going to pull a completely different kind of story off of the top of my head. And it has to do with a car that I really, really like. My whole life, I've wanted a Corvette. And I don't, you know, I don't know why I never got a Corvette. Maybe it's because the Corvette I wanted cost a lot of money. I don't know. But, and it wasn't a practical choice. But I just happened to see a story on the 2014 Chevy Corvette, right? It's the, and what they're talking about is the engine. A Chevy V8 that's going to be so souped up technology wise, they say you will not be disappointed in it. It's just massive. It's going to make, they say the new engine will make 450 horsepower and 450 pound-feet of torque. That's serious. I mean, what an output that is.
Whole 3 miles to a gallon.
That's right. 1 mile and a half, perhaps. So you might not want the 2014 Chevy Corvette in your driveway if you live in Los Angeles. That might be pretty tough because you'd really be paying a lot for gasoline then. You're already paying a lot as it is. However, I think it's pretty exciting. I don't know. And it's because besides being a Bond geek, I'm also kind of a motorhead, in a sense. And it's not necessarily cars that I've driven before. It's just cars that I lust for. I think all of you guys can relate for that, right? Can relate to that. You probably lust after certain kinds of cars. If there's some car that you've wanted maybe your whole life, or, you know, maybe you have that car. Maybe you worked on that car. I don't know. I'm just thinking I'd like to get that 2014 Corvette. The Latino vote. You like that turn? They might be in the Corvettes, a few of them anyway, in Los Angeles. Corvettes are so popular there, along with the Camaros. The Camaro's a lot cheaper ride, though. The Latino vote, they say, might top 12 million in 2012. Because, I mean, this is a decisive force of people. Demographically, you break down the vote, women, men, white, black, Hispanic, etc. And that's the makeup of people who are registered to vote now and could have a big impact on the political contest, not just from the presidential point of view, but Congress, school boards, state houses, you know, you name it. Because there's so much being voted on. There's bond issues, all that kind of stuff. But you have local politicians, too. The number of registered Latinos has increased by 26% in the last 4 years to that number I just told you, over 12 million, or 8.7% of all voters. So that's big. They break it down even further in a study I saw. They say a new potential Hispanic voter turns 18 every, ready for this, 30 seconds. One of four U.S. citizens under the age of 18 is Hispanic, including 48% of the youth population of Texas. But for kids, the voter registration is terrible. It's low. It's pretty low. And they're trying to change that. They're trying to get some of the millennials to be excited about the election and to want to go out and vote and all that sort of stuff. But they're not excited about it, and that's part of the problem. Because that was for Obama the first time around, absolutely huge. The amount of kids that were in college or had just turned voting age who were able to go and vote and went out and vote, and they voted for him. This time around, a lot of them are not registered to vote and aren't interested in voting. So there's a real disconnect, I think, with some of the younger people that are just no way interested in they're just not interested in the election. They're disillusioned and they don't want to vote for anybody. They don't even want to go out and vote. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of more here for a week and count, including this story. I love these stories about things being recovered, like old wedding rings and bottles that have been floating around in the sea that have messages and that kind of stuff. So this story came from my buddy in Nashua, New Hampshire, but it's a big story there. There's a 90-year-old wedding ring that was recovered in that city. Apparently, it was a family heirloom that was stolen during a break-in, and they got the ring back. And this ring has crazy significance. They say, you know, to buy it probably wasn't that much. It was probably $500 or $600 or so. But this particular ring, which ended up being turned into a pawn shop, was on one side it was engraved with 1922. How cool is that? The ring, the family heirloom thing, that they, you know, they wanted to keep it in the family, and it was passed on down the line and then disappeared, and you know, somebody was just doing one of those grabs. What do they call those robberies where the kick door robbers, where they jump in and they just grab as much as they can and then they run out. So that would have been a pretty depressing, I think, if they hadn't recovered that ring. So bravo, 1922. Yeah. That's a good hand-me-down. Who cares what it's worth? This is scary to me. Rats in the big city usually grow to be pretty big. Honestly, they can look like dogs, the size of dogs. They found 100 rats in a Fenway neighborhood in Boston, and they say that the inspectors were out there and they found a whole bunch of them in apartment buildings, and they say it's one of the worst rat infestations they've seen in a long time. People started complaining about seeing rats, and that's when they went to investigate, and they they found 50 burrows of rats in two of the different apartment buildings, which means there's evidence that the rats are migrating. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, and I guess, you know, they're saying trash and things that were there that they could get into, so that's probably why they were there. So what do? You have to get a pest company to come in and smoke them out. If it's unsanitary, it's unsafe, and the rats want to get in there, they're going to hang around. And that's the only, they're going to have to smoke them out. They're going to have to clean up that area and then, I guess, cite the people or cite the properties, probably the people who own the properties for the way they've left it. But nothing worse than walking out your front door and seeing a friendly neighborhood giant rat. I've seen a big rat, one of those kind of rats, once. I was in a thing called the Speed Line. It was in the wee hours going from New Jersey to Philly, and I'm serious. I could have walked this rat. I was so scared. It was down on the tracks, but just even seeing it, frightening. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.